Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time to span the nation and take a look at some of the best games going on from across the country. Outside of the SEC and ACC here on College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. Appreciate Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, hanging out with us. If you missed our conversation with the voice of the Tigers, you can find it a little later on today. It'll be posted at 929thegame.com. And, of course, if you're going to be away maybe from the radio, you can always stream us at 929thegame.com as well. Guys, let's go with Michigan and Michigan State to begin this one. Michigan State just doesn't look like a complete team on offense. I know they've had Harbaugh's number, John, since he's come to Ann Arbor and taken over as the head coach, but they just don't look real complete. Again, that's the only word I know to use, is they don't look like a complete offense.
Well, they're 114th in the country in rushing the football. They only run it for Michigan State, by the way. They only run it for 123 yards a game. They only average 3.4 yards a carry. So you say, okay, well, Lewerke's a pretty good quarterback and they can throw it. One problem, you got the number one pass defense in the nation who's really getting it dialed up defensively that they're going up against. I just don't see where Michigan State comes up with enough offense today to try to. Now, these games, like last week, Michigan State sometimes finds a way to get.
This is one of those games, typically, Randy, that feels like Michigan State always wins.
Exactly.
Had they just not have won a game like this last week. But after, I just don't know, can they do it 2 weeks in a row?
Can they get up? I mean, that was a big-time win for them against Penn State. And they just been so inconsistent. I mean, I've always been one of those guys, when I look at Michigan State, I'll pick them in a game like this, just for everything you guys said. They'll win a game like this. But look, they did. They won that surprising, grind it out, find a way to win against a better team game last week. I just think Michigan's figured it out. And I think that they figured it out with the quarterback. We know the defense is going to be fine. There's no need to talk about that Michigan defense. They're big time. Offensively, Shea Patterson, they're doing multiple things with him, and it's allowing him to get comfortable. And now he's grasped his offense, and now they're going forward. And he's using his legs a lot more lately, too, which has been a big
thing. That's what I was getting ready to say, Randy. He's been able to run some, which is, number one, I think it's opened up some things for their running backs. But, number two, it's taken a lot of pressure off that offensive line.
It has.
And they're up to 28th in the country in rush. They're running for 217 yards a game. That's where this game is all about today. You have Michigan is getting it cranked up a run, and the number one run defense in America, 62.3 yards per game is all that Michigan State has given up on the ground.
Now, Penn State got 205 on them last week, and Penn State lost. Northwestern had just 8 yards rushing against Michigan State and won.
Mm-hmm.
So We'll see how it plays out today. I feel like the pressure in this game, though, is on Michigan. Simply because
keep it rolling.
And they haven't won. They've struggled against their big in-state rival since Jim Harbaugh's been the head coach.
Yeah, and this has been a quiet week. You know, no trash talking, really, between these two squads. But I think Michigan will find a way to get there. I like them in this game, but I just hate picking against Michigan State in games like this, though, because – they'll find a way. D'Antoni, he's a heck of a coach. You can say what you want. He's a heck of a ball coach. He might rub some people the wrong way with some of his – but he's a hell of a football coach.
That's a 12 o'clock game today, too.
That's surprising.
We talked about it earlier, that there's some –
is it snowing?
Let's hope. It should be a cold, blustery day. You expect that when these two play anyway, that it should be a little cold, maybe a little windy when Michigan and Michigan State kick off at 12 noon Eastern time today. Oregon is at Washington State. That's a 7:30 kickoff tonight. Washington State has won the last three meetings. They get this one at home. Guys, we talked about it at the start of the show, you know, asking the question, how good is Team X? I asked the question, how good is Washington State? I don't know that we really know.
We'll find out today.
I don't think they're that good.
No, I don't either. I mean, they're obviously the number one passing offense in the country. I mean,
they don't run it at all.
No, but I mean, they actually are a decent defensive team. They're only
number two in the Pac-12.
Yeah, they're actually ninth in the country, Chris, believe it or not, against the pass. They only give up 166 yards a game passing. They sack the quarterback. They're pretty good. I mean, they're 21st in the country in sacks per game. They get about three sacks a game, but this is a whole nother level. But at the same time, as good as Oregon's been defensively, this is a whole nother quarterback they got. And I mean, Minshew is going to,
he's going to huck it.
He's going to huck it around. I don't know what the over-under in this game is. They're actually two pretty good defenses, but I think the offenses actually get off in this game today. I mean, this is about who can get the turnover battle today, who can come up with a big stop, you know, on a third down or something like that. But I think there's gonna be a lot of points in this one today.
Over under is 68.
68?
Wow. Yes, yeah. Over under 68.
Yeah. I mean, this could be, you know, 38-35. Yeah.
Yeah, you take
I would
over.
Think this is in the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, I like Minshew. He can sling it around, like as you like to say, huck it around. I just don't think Washington State is 25 in the country good. I'm looking at their schedule. They beat Wyoming at Wyoming. They beat San Jose State, Eastern Washington.
Ugh.
A loss to USC.
Mm-hmm.
They did beat Utah, and they beat Oregon State. Yeah, okay. And so you're going to throw out the second best defense in the Pac-12.
So that's two of the worst FBS teams in the country, in Oregon State and San Jose.
Yes.
So
best win was a 4-point win at home over Utah.
Yeah, and Utah is not what we thought they were this year. But
they already got their game.
They already got their game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, I think Washington State, we know they're going to put up points. We know that they're going to huck it all over the yard. But I don't think they're going to be able to stop Oregon at all. I think Oregon couldn't find a way to go up there and get it done. Now, we're looking at the game day, and you got the crowd going out there. It's what, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're all out there and everything. Is that going to be a deciding factor? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think it will be.
I mean, that environment's not, like, intimidating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it intimidating? No. Yeah.
Now, Outson Stadium, that's a different deal if you're playing in Oregon. But yes. No, going into, where is it, Pullman, Washington? Pullman,
yeah, how much gas will those folks that have been out there since 4 o'clock in the morning, how much are they going to have? How much gas is left in the tank for you to yell and raise hell at 4:30 in the afternoon?
I like that they're making Herb Street fly from Pullman, Washington into Purdue. Is that Evansville? Where's Purdue at?
I thought it was Lafayette.
Is it Lafayette? Lafayette. Yeah.
Lafayette. I'm going to take a guess that's not a direct flight.
No, I'm well,
oh, no. You know,
he's got a private charter.
He's
got a private charter. Yeah,
what's it called? Wheels Up? When it always flies in their guess? Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll make it.
And he's Herbie. I mean,
yeah, he's
probably
guy.
Got his face on the side of the plane.
Probably.
Another 12 o'clock game today has Oklahoma.
He's on one wing, Pollock's on the other wing.
At TCU. Good finish between these two the last couple of years. This has been a fun series, but, John, as we mentioned earlier, this may be a last gasp at relevance for TCU this year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Oklahoma's got the new DC. Stoops was let go.
Ruffin McNeil, former East Carolina coach.
I don't know. I mean, TCU's a nice team.
They're okay.
But they're not a great team. I mean, it was nice. They almost beat, Ohio State.
They almost beat Ohio State. Were you concerned about Ohio State in that game?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I mean, I personally, I wasn't. Buckeye Chuck right here today, too, on the show. My Ohio State shirt, my working man shirt.
Here's the surprising thing about TCU to me is the fact that in three Big 12 games, they're averaging just 15 points per game, and one of those games was against Texas Tech. They just aren't playing that well on offense. Sean Robinson, the TCU quarterback, is turning it over way too much, and it just doesn't – something just doesn't look right about
that. He's a hell of an athlete.
Great athlete,
but he's just not a great quarterback.
Yeah.
And he just – I mean, like you said, Chris, he's turning the ball over at such a high rate.
But here's the thing. Oklahoma's only cost 5 turnovers on the year. So – it's not like Oklahoma has done a good job of taking the football away, Randy, from anybody.
That's true. I just think that Oklahoma will outscore.
I mean, Oklahoma right now is averaging 3 touchdowns a game more than TCU's offense.
Right. And if you would have told me back in August that, hey, this game will be played, third Saturday in October and all that, I would have thought there would be a ton more intrigue around Oklahoma and TCU, but this game just kind of has a blah kind of feeling.
It's an elimination game, man.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it like that. I mean, it's hard for me to see that. I think TCU's out of it anyways, But if Oklahoma loses this game, I mean, as much as we talk about Texas, I mean.
No, they're out. At that point, you're hoping that West Virginia or Texas can do
something. You're done.
College football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get to a world-famous buy-or-sell segment with John Chuckery coming up here in just a few minutes. Colorado at Washington Day to Washington today. That's a 3:30 kickoff. John Chuckery, had this be if this were the early 90s, that would be a hell of a matchup when Colorado won it in, what, 90, and Washington won the national title in 91, or at least they shared national titles back-to-back years. We'll see. I think this is another game where we kind of start to find out who's a contender and who's a pretender.
If we went back in those days, Colorado could celebrate by everybody dating McCartney's daughter. But
there's no need for all that.
Sorry.
Wow. There's no need to talk about dead man baby like that, all right?
Well, she wasn't a baby back then.
So. All right. You know, there's no reason to put that out there.
Okay? That was a low blow, wasn't it?
I mean, that was like low. That's lower than the Jenner comment, dude. That just was,
so, Randy, how about Arizona and UCLA?
Hey, this is definitely a game of who the hell are these guys? I mean, this UCLA team is just god awful.
I didn't know this till Brian and I were talking about it a minute ago. Now, this game is at UCLA. The Bruins are a 9-point favorite over Arizona in this game.
Yeah. I mean, and Kevin Sumlin, what has he done to Khalil Tate's game? He just ruined that. This kid was supposed to come in, was one of the guys who we were talking about can be in New York for the Heisman.
And that was a marriage back in August that you would have looked at and said, perfect coach, perfect quarterback, this makes sense.
And can I ask a question? How did Brian put Arizona and UCLA on the rundown and not Ohio State and Purdue on the rundown?
I did get permission to talk about Ohio State and Purdue only after we discuss these others.
Oh, okay. All right. Man, I mean, Buckeye Chuckery today. I mean,
Buckeye Chuckery will have your world famous buy or sell segment. That is next. It's college football game time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world-famous buy-or-sell segment.
And welcome you back into the Kia Studios. It is college football game time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was checking through my notes. Brian, is this sponsored yet? We got a sponsor? No? Maybe.
Hey, man, Ale.
Oh, hey, yo. Hey, yo, Ale. Get it at, we're somewhere. So our questions as we go around the nation for college football. Brian really hates me some days when I come and do this show. So, Chris Goforth, let's start with you. Ohio State runs the table in the regular season. Buy or sell?
You know, my gut says yes to that, and as I look down this, they don't have a challenge, I don't really feel like, until I know Michigan State's there, but I don't feel like there's a challenge until November 24th when they host Michigan. And the fact that game is at home, I like Ohio State in it, so I'll buy that, John. I think they run the table.
Randy McMichael, Ohio State runs the table in the regular season.
I'm going to say buy it with a possible upset of the week pick down the road
okay.
For me.
Oh, okay, nice.
But
nice.
I'm going to buy it.
Okay. Randy McMichael, buy or sell, Georgia plays in the Sugar Bowl. Buy or sell, Georgia plays in the Sugar Bowl.
Is the Sugar Bowl one of the playoff games?
No.
Then I'm selling it.
Chris Goforth, Georgia plays in the Sugar Bowl, buy or sell?
I'm starting to think less and less, it's less and less likely that the SEC gets two teams in.
They're not.
So I think that Georgia ends up at the Sugar Bowl. I'll buy that, too.
You hate Georgia. Okay.
I do.
I got it. I understand.
Completely.
Buy or sell? Chris Goforth, ready for this one?
Nope.
Dwayne Haskins goes to the NFL in the 2019 draft.
Boy, that is becoming the hot rumor right now, is that he will forego the rest of his eligibility after this year and go in the NFL draft. Look, I don't know that there is a clear-cut number one quarterback right now in that draft. I think Drew Lock is a huge disappointment, especially against big-time competition. I'll buy that, John. I think he's gone. I think it makes way too much sense. There's too much money on the line.
Randy McMichael, buy or sell, Dwayne Haskins goes in the 2019 NFL draft.
I'm buying it. That's what these kids do now. I mean, they got an opportunity to come out. I think he is.
You can't walk away from it.
You can't walk away from it. And you know, quarterbacks always get pushed up. So I'm buying it all the way.
Buy or sell. Randy McMichael. I got to take my shot here with the locals. Alabama wins more regular season games than Georgia Tech and Georgia State combined.
I'll buy that. I mean, yeah, I'm going to buy that.
Chris Goforth, Alabama wins more regular season games than Georgia Tech and Georgia State combined.
I'll buy that.
No comment. Just
I mean, what else is
what
there
else
to say?
Say? I mean,
I'll buy that.
I mean, this we thought
we're going to talk about the ACC, and actually, Rob and I tomorrow hosting. We're going to talk about what's going on over here at North Avenue.
I just, you know, I thought that they were, you know, Tech was rounding the corner. Then they just Duke comes to town, and you just
it hadn't fumbled, and all of a sudden we got six fumbles again, just shooting ourselves in the foot left and right. Chris Goforth, as we buy or sell as we go around the nation. Southern Cal will play in the Pac-12 championship game in a division that nobody wants. Southern Cal will play in the Pac-12 championship game. Obviously, that win over Colorado, the upset win over Colorado. Brian, upset win over Colorado. Southern Cal plays in the Pac-12 championship
game. I'll buy that because, as you have just said, John, I don't think anybody else wants this. I mean, who else will get in there? Do you feel like Utah can get in there or Arizona? I mean, I don't see it.
Randy McMichael, buy or sell? Southern Cal plays in the Pac-12 championship game.
I'm trying to pull it up. Pac-12 South, right now they're 3-1 in the conference. There's nobody else for it. I mean, I love you, Herm, but no, you ain't going to get
they
there.
They stunk it up. They stunk it up the other night, Thursday night.
I have no choice but to say yes. They're the best.
That division's dreadful.
It's just awful. And Colorado is. We thought they were.
Which division is worse? Bonus question.
All right.
The Pac-12 South or the ACC Coastal?
ACC Coastal. Let me look this
up. Pac-12 South.
Have you seen Carolina and Tech?
Yeah, but
Pac-12. Yeah, that's pretty bad, dog. I still go to Pac-12 South.
Yeah, it's bad.
I just Pac-12 South.
Yeah. Randy McMichael, Tua, taggy all over, is one of the top three quarterbacks in the history of Alabama football. Tua Tagovailoa here and there is one of the top three quarterbacks in Alabama history.
Okay, so we got Namath, Stabler,
Richard Todd,
Bart Starr,
Jay Barker, McElroy.
Okay. Sims. Stop. Okay. You went Sims and McElroy. Yeah. Stop. when he's done, I'll buy that
because he's got another year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So he doesn't get a choice.
Yeah, when he's done, I'll buy that.
I think with time comes perspective, and I think that's part of the reason why we view Joe Namath and Bart Starr and Ken Stabler, who would be my top three. I think that's part of the reason how we view them or why we view them the way we do. So I'm going to hold off a little bit before I put him in that elite group. Let's let him play another year, and I understand in the moment, certainly it feels like he should be there. And maybe he'll be there, but you're talking about three of the all-time greats now.
If he wins back-to-back natties,
then it's a different story.
He might move to the top, right?
I mean, yes.
Finish as the best quarterback in program history.
That's the thing about it. Has Nick surpassed Bear?
Oh, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Would you start that program with Bear Bryant or Nick Saban?
Of course I started with Nick.
Okay.
I'm just talking about it's a different time, different era.
I understand
saying,
that. Yeah.
Has he surpassed Bear?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time.
I have to agree with you, but I mean, I don't root for Alabama, so I need to know how the Bama fans feel. Has Nick passed Bear Bryant to them?
You know what Stabler, Namath, and Bart Starr have in common, right?
What do you got now, Secretary?
Let's see.
Scared to ask.
No. What do they have in common?
Fricky covered all three.
Oh, my gosh.
You're on a roll today, huh?
Got jokes everywhere for you. Yeah. It is buy or sell. It is our questions as we go around the nation in the world of college football. Where am I at here? Chris Goforth. Justin Fields will play in all 12 regular season games. Buy or sell. Justin Fields will play
Has he played in every game so far?
Yes. Justin Fields will play in
buy that. I think he continues to – they continue to find spots
at this point,
for
you're
him.
Not redshirting him, obviously.
Right,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
so why not? I mean, you're not going to redshirt him. He's already been in too many games to redshirt. So, yeah, play him. Find a way to use him, and they will.
Randy McMichael, Justin Fields plays in all 12 regular season games.
Right, yeah. I mean, and I think he'll start playing a little bit more. And, it makes no reason to limit his, what you were doing with him already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You might as well give him some more reps. But, bye.
Yeah, I can't imagine a game where he's not going to get some reps in all of it. Randy McMichael, buy or sell? Iowa wins the Big Ten West. Iowa wins the Big Ten West. Buy or sell?
Big Ten West.
As
Big
Wisconsin West. Is fading quickly.
Big Ten West. You know who actually leads the conference?
Yeah,
Northwestern right now. You got Iowa, Purdue, Wisconsin. Wisconsin was my choice. I really would like to see what Iowa's schedule.
And Wisconsin already beat Iowa too.
So Iowa, they got Penn State coming up, Maryland, Purdue, at Northwestern, at Nebraska. I'll buy that, man, because I don't see anybody catch them. I mean, how crazy is it that it would be Iowa versus Northwestern for that side?
Could you imagine Ohio State Northwestern in the Big Ten title game?
Good luck with that.
Chris Gofield, Iowa. I know. Iowa wins the Big Ten West. Iowa.
That's ugly. Right there.
I'll buy that. I think they're the best team in the West.
That's another bad division. I mean, just how bad's Nebraska too, man?
Yeah. I mean, are they still?
Are they 0-12 bad?
Yeah, pretty close. And they might get somebody. I mean, Martinez is starting to play a little bit. Exactly. Fighting Frickies. And he called them the biggest disappointment. At best, they were a 6-win team. How are they the biggest disappointment in college football? They were barely going to be. People weren't sure if they'd even go to a bowl game with the start. I don't know why they'd be like. Nobody thought they'd be anything. You're starting a true freshman, a quarterback, and then your backup is a walk-on freshman. So, anyway, Chris Goforth. I'll take another shot at the locals. Georgia Tech will not finish last in the ACC Coastal. Buy or sell? Georgia Tech will not finish last in the ACC Coastal. Buy or sell?
I will buy that. I think North Carolina finishes last.
It's a dog race. They got to play each other.
Yeah, I think Georgia Tech wins.
You talk about a game that's going to set football back 191 years. Like, when was that Georgia Tech Cumberland game? That's what football. That's how far back you have to go to. Remember, isn't it Georgia Tech, Brian? They won 222-0 or something like that. That's the all time record or whatever like that. That's how far back that Carolina Georgia Tech game will set things back. Georgia Tech, Randy McMichael will not finish last in the ACC.
I'll buy that. I think they beat North Carolina. I think North Carolina's just god awful. I don't think Tech is one of the five bottom feeders of college football, but I do think North Carolina is. So I'll give it to Tech.
Okay. And finally, Chris Goforth. The American Athletic Conference champion will be undefeated and get into the top seven. The American Athletic Conference champion. You got three undefeated teams in that Eastern Division with Central Florida, South Florida, and Cincinnati right now. All of them sitting at 6-0. Got the round robin yet to go on there. American Athletic Conference champion is undefeated and gets up to at least seventh in the country.
I mean, I guess I'll buy it. It's so tough for them because of that schedule. It just doesn't. They don't have that.
No.
Those big opponents, those big ranked names in front of them to be able to knock off to climb up like you do if you're in the SEC or the ACC.
Nobody's getting up to four, I can promise.
No, I agree 100%. That's not happening.
You'd have to have like four-loss Georgia, four-loss Clemson.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point.
Top 10 is possible.
Yeah.
Top 10 is possible.
McMichael,
top four is not.
The American Athletic Conference champion will be undefeated and top seven in the country.
I'll buy it. I buy it if it's UCF. I don't buy it South Florida or Cincinnati. But if it's UCF, I think they can get in seven.
Yeah, I agree with you. And don't forget, Central Florida's got one last game because they didn't.
Of course,
they didn't beat up on Carolina.
Yeah, of course, they didn't want to go play another game on the road.
Yeah, like last year. By the way, how interesting is that West Virginia NC State game that got missed this year. I mean, that would have been a big barometer for NC State. This game today with Clemson would look a lot different if NC State was already a one-loss team instead of being undefeated, Chris.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know. I mean, defensively, could they have held up against Will Grier in that passing offense? I mean, I kind of feel like maybe NC State would have won that game if it had been played.
I don't know. I don't trust NC State.
Yeah, I don't trust West Virginia. It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We get to our Max of the Week next. That is our players, teams, coaches, coordinators, whatever it is. It's our Players of the Week. We'll do that next. College football game time. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. College football game time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. Time to dole out some awards from last week in college football. We call it our Max of the Week, and we do it every Saturday morning here on College Football Game Time. Randy?
Yes.
As is tradition, why don't you lead us off?
Well, my first Max of the Week, Iowa State. I mean, they just didn't beat West Virginia. They kicked West Virginia's butt. And if you look at Will Grier's been a guy who's talking about being the Heisman all year long. And this guy, 11-15, 100 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Just completely took them out of what they wanted to do. Purdy played his butt off. Montgomery was able to run the football. I mean, they just physically whipped. They had 47 rushes for 244 yards. I mean, they absolutely just ran through West Virginia. Big time win for them. And that's why they are my first Max of the Week.
And by the way, that's West Virginia's problem going into the year. They can't stop anybody. I mean, that's their
same old, same old.
Yeah. It was just a physical game, though. Yeah. I mean, they just out physical. Yeah. I mean, it was.
I got some stats in just a minute.
Oh, you got me. Okay, I mean, they just really just bludgeoned the whole game. So that's why,
Randy, I'm going to go kind of piggyback off that. My Mac of the Week. I'm actually going with the duo from Iowa State. Quarterback Brock Purdy, 18 out of 25, 254, three touchdown passes. David Montgomery, the running back, 189 yards and a touchdown. That was they may be the most for a league that is known for having fun offenses, John, Iowa State may be the most fun offense right now in the Big 12 to
watch.
Well,
I mean, what do you expect when you have a guy from Perry High School? That's coaching my dad's alma mater, coaching their team.
How the hell did Canton get in this conversation?
Because their head coach went to Perry High School, my dad's alma mater, and his dad was my high school football coach.
You play football?
No, but he was my high school football coach.
Oh, okay.
That's too small. That's basketball and track. That's too small for all that.
Okay.
So, are we going one by one, or is Randy giving us his other two?
Man, just go ahead and go. We're going one by one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I'll piggyback off. I gave it to the Iowa State defense. Mm-hmm. So, Chris, they held West Virginia to 375 yards below their average.
Wow.
West Virginia was 1-for-10 on third down, only gave up 14 points. Randy, they had 7 sacks on Will Grier. Will Grier, Chris, threw for 222 yards below his season average in that game, and they only gave up 152 total yards in the game. Their defense was on fire. Yeah.
I mean, a West Virginia team, you hold them down like that. I mean, they got after.
I mean, that's you can't really do literally a better job than what they did against that West Virginia offense.
My second one, Jarrett Giantano. I would say his name wrong, but I mean, you got to give credit what credit's due. He played well at Auburn. I know Auburn isn't a very good football team, but he went out there. He played well enough for them to win the football game. 328 yards, 2 touchdowns. Just made countless throws when they needed it. And he seems like Chris said, he seems like he's the guy that this is developing into a nice little player that they got up there at Rocky Top.
My second Mac of the Week is we hand out our weekly hardware here for our Players of the Week. Or performances from the past week. Joe Burrow's the quarterback at LSU. This kid's kind of taken a beating at times since he's been at LSU, but 200 yards passing against Georgia. Maybe more importantly, we saw him use his legs and run for 2 touchdowns last week.
I don't care what anybody says, Randy. I love watching Auburn lose, by the way, too.
Yeah, we enjoy it. We know. You're one of those guys.
I should throw in the buy or sell. How much longer does Gus have if it starts going sideways?
Well, since you let us know about this booster at Apple, they might. I mean,
what's his name, Brian? What'd you say his name was?
The booster? Got the cash, right?
Tim Cook.
Yeah, he's like the CEO of Apple.
So he got the cash.
Yeah,
to write a check.
Uh huh.
To get Gus out of there.
That's a big check, buddy.
It's a big check.
It is a big check.
It's a big check you got to write. Now, again, he probably had to cash in like three stocks, you know, to do it with Apple. But still, that's a lot to.
Had to clean out his car.
And I don't care anybody says.
Get the change out between the seats.
Randy, that is a really good job.
Auburn?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a great
it's
job.
A great job.
That's
a great job. A great
yeah,
job.
That is a great job in college football. So it's not like you want to have a laugh. That's another one of those jobs, Randy, where you go pick what coach is coaching right now to program, and you just say, you're coming to this
school. Auburn's a great job.
In coaching. So, Chris, I'm going to go the other side, though, Chris, with you. LSU's defense. 5 for 15 is what they held Georgia, Randy, to third and fourth down conversions. Only 372 total yards. 4 turnovers in the game, Randy. And Georgia only ran for 3.8 yards a carry in that game. It was about LSU and them being physical and getting right after Georgia. And LSU's defense was terrific. And then, like we said, if you got the top 11 guys, Chris, that you're starting on defense in college football, LSU's got two of those guys.
Hey, by the way, real quick, have you guys seen the LSU helmets that they're wearing
tremendous today? Yeah,
they're awesome.
They're pretty sweet.
Yeah, they are tremendous. It's a throwback to honor. What is it? It's a throwback to something too.
So one of the teams from the 40s, I think,
something like that. Yeah,
it's those helmets.
I heard AT was talking about World War One or something.
Yeah, World War One.
Yes. I was thinking
there is a military tie-in.
Yeah, something
to
like that.
Yeah,
yes.
those helmets though are awesome.
Yeah, they looked all right. But my third one. Nate Stanley from Iowa. 6 tugs. I mean, he threw 6 touchdown passes. So, at Iowa. So, that's like Iowa, 6 touchdown passes. I mean, the reason I'm envious of the Iowa offense is that they use their tight ends. Their tight ends lead the nation in receptions, yards, touch. I'm jealous of those tight ends because I wish that concept we put in up at Athens to use those tight ends that we have in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, Nate Stanley, quarterback, Iowa.
How bad is C.J. Beathard, by the way, in the NFL? Mm. He's just terrible, isn't he?
He's a backup.
Okay.
He's a backup. Well, I don't know. I mean, unless you say Green Bay's defense is just that bad because he played well.
Well, Green Bay's defense is
that bad.
Yeah.
By the way, Brian just told me the LSU helmets paying tribute to the World War One 1918. I'm not exactly sure what the tie-in with. Is that for an LSU team? Mm-hmm. From 1918,
Brian. Call Fricky because he'll have been there and covered that.
It was called the silent season
because
the Tigers didn't play,
they didn't play as well
as
the war.
Fricky was scheduled to cover them, and they didn't play.
Instead, he covered the Western Front in Europe.
Yeah, Fricky was in war.
My final Mac of the week.
We got him, Brian. We got him. We got Chris.
My final Mac of the week, Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, I've banged on them when they haven't played well, and for going 0-8 in the SEC and this ridiculous losing streak of conference games. So credit when they get the win. And look, you know, you can say all you want about Auburn did this and Auburn did that. Give Tennessee credit. Did Auburn commit a lot of mistakes and make a lot of turnovers? Yes. But Tennessee did what they had to do when they got the ball, and they took advantage of it.
I got news for you. If you're Tennessee, you don't apologize for that win one bit.
No.
Nope, apologize for that win one bit.
Hey, that's a them problem.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
That's a them problem.
Randy McMichael, my final Mac of the week. Joshua Kelly, the running back for UCLA, baby. 30 carries, 157 yards, and 3 touchdowns, Chris, in their first win in the Chip Kelly era over Cal. He was terrific in that game. They ran it right at him.
Did he get a Gatorade bath after that?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, 157 and 3 touchdowns, Chris. And look, I know it's Cal. But hey, UCLA, you know,
you gotta start somewhere, man. Hey,
you gotta start somewhere, man.
Oh, no.
You got no quarterback. Run the football, man.
You got no quarterback, and they just had the nerve to have us think that Wilton Spieth was going to be the quarterback.
It's like they tried to hide him.
You know, it's like
they tried to hide him from everybody, and then they put him out there, and like, oh, wait a second, that's where he ended up.
Oh, that's where he ended up.
Oh, that's where he went. Yeah, when it was all said and done.
That was pretty bad, right there.
Yeah, Joshua Kelly, running back at UCLA. That's my number one, Chris, Mac of the week for UCLA's win.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Appreciate the voice of the Clemson Tigers and Don Munson joining us back in hour number one. If you missed that just over an hour ago, you can find it now online. Go to 929thegame.com, and you can find the first hour of college football game time and our interview with Don Munson. John Chuckery, that's number two for you today.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Well, we only got an hour of the show left. We didn't talk about Vandy in Kentucky.
Damn, had we missed that?
Yeah. Vandy got an upset in them somewhere. They got one in them somewhere.
I don't think so. I think last week was their best shot to upset somebody.
When did they stop running the football, by the way, too? They're 95th, Randy, in the country in running the football.
Because they look at Kyle Shermer as, you know, they look at him as a passing quarterback.
A little bit of fool's gold there. Yeah, don't you agree? A little bit of fool's gold. Yeah. No, I think so.
Terry Wilson hasn't had a game over 160 passing yards on the year in today's college football.
He stinks. They're
120th, Chris, in passing offense in the country.
But we know it's Benny Snell or it's nothing. We know that. But he can't throw the football.
And Vandy can't run it, and they can't stop the run. That's a good combination to have against Kentucky.
They are they're back to looking like the same old Vandy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the Vandy we all grew up with. The way they look right now.
Yeah, they're cute. You know, they stay in games for a little bit, and then,
they lost by four to Tennessee State, which is a fantastic HBCU program.
Because everybody goes back, well, they should have beat Notre Dame. Yeah, but they didn't.
They didn't. That's the ball.
You barely beat Tennessee State, so it's Vandy.
Hey, you know, it hasn't been the same since that dude with the squeaky voice, Alabama, you're next. They ain't been the same since then. You know that, right?
And we didn't mention about Ohio State and Purdue. There's no chance for an upset here, right?
Let me tell you. No, according to these to the promos before the game, Purdue has a shot.
I will say this. I mean, Ohio State's secondary, Chris, is a mess right now, and especially at the safety position. And they've been asking Urban all week about their safeties because he keeps moving guys all around. And, Chris, they can't get settled in their pass. Everything else has been fine. They just can't get settled in their pass defense, and their safeties have been terrible this year.
Here is one thing I'll say. Randy, to your question, Purdue is 8 points away from being 6-0. 8 points away from being 6-0. And the Ohio State defense has allowed 25 plays this year of 20 yards or more.
That they have.
53rd in the nation in total defense.
I think they've given up 4 plays over 75 yards this year. Here's the thing, though. Drew Lock went for 572 on this team. You know who's playing quarterback for Ohio State? That guy that's third in completion percentage, higher than Tua Tagovailoa over. And
that Haskins fella.
Yeah, and the guy was fourth in the country in passing yards. So.
That Haskins fella, he'll have a big game today. He's the difference. He's the difference for them. Still one more hour to go here on College Football Game Time. We'll take a look around. Unfortunately, we'll go around the ACC next. This is some brutal football in the ACC. Begrudgingly, we'll talk about it next. College Football Game Time, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You guys have been to Ohio, and folks want to get out of there as fast as they could. I think that's what
especially Canton.
I spent 18 months in Cincinnati, and it was 18 to felt like 18 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.